We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty. Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
You are so quick, man. You eat so fast. Hey, take it easy, huh? Slow.
Hello, caring viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6, in England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S, North America Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C, and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, channel 30 on Blendlesat. In Adéa, channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Aserna. In Inkong Samba, channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, and channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraiso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Telerán Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotosh on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Thank you.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a United Nations agency initiates an education project in Iraq. In ecology news, American scientists discover that humans may learn from plants how to stay healthy. In animal welfare news, a Singaporean group commemorates 10 years of service to our co-inhabitants. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 27, prominent composer, pianist and conductor Mr. Ernst von Dohnányi was born in 1887 in Pozsonia, Hungary, which is currently the capital of Slovakia. He is regarded as one of the most versatile musicians from the nation and a top pianist of his time. Mr. Dohnányi is remembered for his exceptional technique and interpretive skills, and for his masterpieces for the piano, chamber ensembles and orchestras. In addition, Mr. Dohnányi helped to nurture young Hungarian composers and was a human rights advocate. May the fine music and legacy of Mr. Ernst von Dohnányi continue to enrich numerous lives.
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association, relief news from China. In June, torrential rains led to destructive flooding across southern China, claiming at least 175 lives, with 1.6 million people who were displaced and over 36 million affected. Among the hardest hit was Anhui Province, where levees, irrigation facility sites, drinking water projects, and hydropower stations were damaged as more than 660 reservoirs overflowed. Upon hearing of the devastations, Supreme Master Qinghai immediately offered $20,000 with all her love and sorrowful prayers, asking that our nearby association members go if possible to help those in most urgent need. This amount could acquire $128,000 in relief items if purchased in the United States, based on China's cost of living. Checking with local officials, our association members found that the items needed for this relief operation could be obtained for just over $6,000, which our association members wished to contribute, so they set aside Supreme Master Qinghai's loving donation for other relief works. In accordance with Supreme Master Qinghai's request for updates, the following is a report from our association's relief team in China.
June 29, 2011. Regarding disaster relief work in Shuning County, Anhui Province. Most Compassionate Master. Accompanied by the local government leaders, we went to the most serious disaster area, Sunxi Village of Shuning County, on the rainy morning of June 25th, with Master's heartfelt love. The houses there were all collapsed, with some farmland destroyed permanently. As transportation and communication links were blocked, the government urgently repaired a lifeline so that we could finally arrive at the small village in the mountains. We delivered cash assistance to each of the 15 affected families while encouraging them to bravely face their temporary difficulties. One 76-year-old partially sighted victim had barely escaped to the hills in the dark when floodwaters toppled his home. Now, he had only a small kitchen to take shelter in. Receiving the relief money and our well wishes, he repeatedly expressed his gratitude and silently saw us off until we were far away from the village. On the way back, we visited the nursing home for the elderly in the disaster-struck region and also provided cash assistance for each of the 30 residents there, as we prayed that they could overcome the difficulties peacefully and soon have their joy restored. Throughout the relief mission, we all felt abundant love from Master, and we are so thankful for your unconditional support. Thank you, Master. China Relief Team.
Our gratefulness to Supreme Master Ching Hai for permitting us to share these details, and to our association's foreign group for providing this report. With gratefulness for the assistance of the local government officials, we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her wholehearted aid to those in need, and our association's relief team for their help to the disaster afflicted. Our prayers for the smooth recuperation of all in the region, as we strive to lessen conditions such as these through our kinder stewardship of the earth.
Displaced by Ghana floods. As of Monday, July 25th, five people had perished in floods that swept the eastern region, which is a primary growing area for cocoa. At least 100,000 people were evacuated, as homes were inundated and farms and roads destroyed, and rescuers saved families from rooftops and trees. The floods, set off after days of extreme downpours, were also said to be due to illegal mining activities, which had blocked the main passage of the Birim River and caused it to burst its banks. In the worst-hit Atua district, several hundred people quickly fled their homes, after the river also overflowed there, while others became stranded. The Atua District Office of the National Disaster Management Organization sent relief supplies for those who could not get out, while working to arrange for boats and canoes to ferry them to safer grounds. On Monday, Ghanaian President John Atta Mills also pledged to take action to eliminate illegal mining.
With all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members please consult with local governments on any needed help, saying that emergency funds are available and asking that they also go, if possible, to assist the most desperate.
Our gratefulness for the relief efforts of President Mills, the National Disaster Management Organization, and other rescuers, as well as for Supreme Master Ching Hai's heartfelt concern. May such calamities soon be alleviated through humanity's more considerate care of our shared planetary abode.
Flash floods sweep through north central coast region of Aulac or Vietnam. On Friday, July 22nd, a flash flood swept through Kaesong district of Nghệ An province, washing away 17 homes and destroying a number of schools and medical stations. Local roads were also damaged, disrupting traffic, although reports of casualties and material losses were not immediately available. As border guards assisted local residents in recovery efforts, the Kaesong district government provided funds to each household whose homes were damaged or destroyed. This latest disaster follows a flash flood on June 25th that destroyed 110 homes and caused extensive material damage.
Conveying her deep love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our association members please check with local officials to see if help is needed, and to go if possible to comfort the most desperate. She added that financial assistance for urgent needs is available.
Our appreciation, local Kaesong officials and personnel working to assist the flood afflicted, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her loving concern. We pray for the Aulac's people's swift recovery, and that such disasters may soon subside through our gentler regard for all life on the planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring right now.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet.
There's a real link between diet and environment. And
whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
So we have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
To have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
...to help the environment. It's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
About only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
Dậy nhìn ra kia sông nổi ngổn ngang sâu rừng dậy chết vẫn non mòn suối cạn chút linh hồn rồi cũng sẽ về đâu nay đại địa xin bớt cơn quằn quại cho lễ này cũng cạn với đêm thâu nay biển hồ hãy đừng với sóng nhạc cho con người còn hy vọng ngày sau này sinh linh hãy ngậm cười chín suối dù không lời chăn trội lục chia ly cho tim ta mau giảm phần nức nở chờ nhân gian sám hối kiếp châu kỳ này rừng thẳm hãy gắng gìn bản thể chở che cho nhân loại phút mê lầm hãy nhận lấy trong ta nghìn giọt lệ để vun bồi cây lá rễ hùng lâm này tim hỡi thôi hãy ngừng thổn thức cho hồn ta an nghỉ những đêm dài lệ như khô và lòng không tiếng nói khóc nhân loại thương muôn vật lất lây này đêm tối xin hãy bừng mạch sáng soi hồn bao nhân thể chốn u trầm ngừng trắng trở cho hồn ta bất động vào hư vô cùng diệu pháp thiền âm. Này bạch nhật chớ bàng hoàng sôi động, cho bình yên ngủ giữa trái tim người, để nhân loại bớt khuấy cuồng kiếp sống, bình minh về rực diễn mục bản lai. Này tim ta, thôi hãy ngừng rên rỉ như côn trùng quẩn thắt giữa hàn đông. Hãy bình lặng chờ tương lai hoàn mỹ, và một ngày thế giới biển đảo nguyên. Ôi ta khóc, ta van, ta cầu đạo, ôi hằng xa Phật Bồ Tát thiên thần, hãy cứu rỗi những linh hồn lạc đạo, mãi đi về quanh quất nẻo trong luân. Bừng tỉnh dậy anh ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, bước hiên ngang trên biển cả sông dài. Hãy nhìn thẳng vào mặt trời rực lửa, nguyện hy sinh mà cứu tử muôn loài. Bừng tỉnh dậy em ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn. Hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới, để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng hoan, để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng hoan.
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 546. Be vegan. Supreme Master Qinghai.
Citizens speak out. People continue gathering in countries like Bahrain, Egypt, Guatemala, Libya, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen, where they are overcoming their silence about the need for greater justice, fair treatment, and other pro-democracy reforms in their governments.
Guatemala. Trials begin Monday, July 25th, in Guatemala City for four soldiers and commanding officer General Efrain Rios Montt on charges they had participated in the 1982 killing of more than 250 people in the village of Dos Eres, during the country's 36-year long civil war, with some 200,000 total who died.
Sudan. Following the sentencing of a fellow journalist for the same charges earlier this month, Ms. Amal Habani on Monday received a month-long jail sentence for her writing of an article about the reported rape of a female activist following an anti-government protest. The daily newspaper Al Jarida, which employs the two female reporters, was also issued the penalty of a fine.
Egypt. A coalition of 28 political parties, as well as several presidential candidates and others, are calling upon the current government's military rulers to amend an election law that would enable members of the former regime to garner seats.
Bahrain. UK-based Reuters news agency reports that as national dialogue talks concluded on July 24th, delegates propose that more power be given to the elected lower house of parliament. This would help equalize the current system, where the upper house, which is appointed by the monarch, has the greater power.
Syria. On Monday, the Syrian government announced more details of a new law to allow a multi-party political system, which is intended to address protesters' demands. However, as it still assures the dominance of the ruling Ba'ath Party, activists dismissed the gesture as one that would not lead to a true democracy.
Also on Monday, the US State Department spoke out more strongly than ever against the Syrian army's violence, which includes shootings, arrests, and torture, citing the reprehensible nature of such actions, while reiterating Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's loss of legitimacy in leading the country.
As we mourn the loss of precious life and sincerely sympathize with the wounded and others who suffer, we pray that the turmoil in all nations is halted and that people everywhere may choose to exist in shared freedom, dignity, and peace.
Do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
Whatever freedom they ask for, they should have it. Because humans deserve freedom. Freedom of speech, freedom to travel, freedom of religious practice, freedom of saying what they want and choosing whomever they like to govern their own country.
Basic human freedom. For that, I also give a lot of zillion of spiritual points. And I hope it works.
That is hundreds of thousands of zillions of zillions of zillions of zillions of zillions of zillions. Without freedom, people cannot breathe. Without freedom, people cannot have dignity.
Without freedom, people cannot develop their potentials. And thus, they cannot serve their family or their country, and lastly, the world, to the fullest of their capacity. So freedom is very essential to human evolution, to the wellness of the world, to peace on our planet.
That's their birthright, to have freedom. Because they are children of God, their right to demand it if they don't have.
ai cũng khen đẹp đôi. Hôm nay đã quá buồn, muốn khóc chẳng nên lời. Nàng mới vừa 29, hàng xóm vừa chia vui, giọt máu vừa mới nhớ cũng theo mẹ lìa đời. Hai linh hồn vô tội, một viên đạn lạc thôi. Lòng tôi quá bàng hoàng, nhìn anh đầu đéo tan, biết nói gì chia buồn, người tiễn ruột bầm gan. Tuổi đời tôi non nớt, không dành lời khôn ngoan, chỉ tạm viết dấp phần, mong thời gian hàn gắn. Chiến tranh ôi tàn nhẫn,
let peace be here now.
Save Our Planet, a study published in the July 2011 Water Resources Research, states that a substantial amount of the water in major European rivers originates in alpine glaciers. With glacial shrinking due to climate change raising greater concerns for related economies, the environment, and water shortages.
Save Our Planet. In an effort to keep Hungary free of genetically modified organisms, or GMO, the country's government announces on July 22, 2011, the closer monitoring of seed distribution and plantings, also saying that 1,000 acres of illegally sowed GMO corn crops had recently been ploughed under.
Here with my lovely wife, Zoo.
We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds.
We love our yummy plant-based diet.
Today, we'd like to share a tip for environmentally conscious gardeners.
It's good to group plants together. Those that need more water can be placed in a wetter area of the property.
And that way, they will require less watering.
Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now the worldwide weather.
Thank you.
In humanitarian news, a United Nations agency initiates an education project in Iraq. The UN Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization has begun the Non-Governmental Literacy and Life Skills Grant Program to benefit over 6,000 women and youth. The plan, to be started for the 2011-2012 school year, includes developing community learning centers. The project is in partnership with the Ministry of Education in Iraq and national non-governmental organizations or NGOs. Life skills and literacy programs will be offered at the facilities to improve employment opportunities for the participants. To support this endeavor, UNESCO is providing a $40,000 grant to 25 NGOs and will supply needed equipment. Heaven's blessings, United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, for your commitment to Iraqi children and women. May the country's pure-hearted citizens be graced with peace and plentitude.
In Ecology News, humans may learn from plants how to stay healthy. Dr. Libor San and colleagues of Texas A&M University in the United States found that plants have a special regulatory circuit that controls their immune sensor. The circuit involves a protein which stimulates enzymes so that a plant's immune responses protect it from harmful substances such as bacteria. When the risk is no longer present, the enzymes signal the cells to decrease the immune activity. This newly discovered mechanism of plants may guide researchers to discover ways to help humans regulate their immune systems. Dr. Sun believes this could lead to cures for ailments such as allergies and autoimmune diseases. Our thankfulness, Dr. Libor Sun and fellow researchers, for your fascinating study. May we continue to learn the amazing secrets of the plant-based world for enhanced well-being for all. Up next on Noteworthy News, a vegan gala charity dinner is held to commemorate an Animal Protection Group's 10th year anniversary. We'll give the dog a hug and be right back. Stay tuned for more spectacular news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, selfless news for a benevolent world. In animal welfare news, a Singaporean animal protection group commemorates 10 years of service. Animal Concerns Research and Education Society, or ACRES, celebrated its anniversary with a grand vegan gala charity dinner. ACRES is one of the main animal welfare organizations in the country. It has been promoting cruelty-free living, humane education, wildlife rescue and rehabilitation, and halting wildlife trade. Mr. Louis a vegan, is the founder and executive director of ACRES.
Over the past 10 years, we have achieved quite a bit, creating awareness about animal testing, factory farming, trying to urge people to go veg.
Around 300 supporters of ACRES attended this festive event, at which the delicious six-course vegan meal was prepared by Loving Hut Singapore. Loving Hut is an international family of vegan restaurants encouraged by Supreme Master Ching Hai to offer affordable, delectable and healthy plant-based fare to those choosing compassionate eating.
The food is good, definitely. Yes, we are enjoying the food.
I find the food delicious.
Congratulations, Animal Concerns Research and Education Society and Mr. Louis Our heartfelt gratitude for all of your works of kindness for our animal friends. Our appreciation also, all caring individuals who took part in this wonderful occasion. May each life be cherished to bring about a world of joy and tranquility.
Time to share some laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled Funny Hat.
Husband said to wife again, "Honey, when I see you in that hat, I laugh." So the wife said, "Good, I will put it on when the bills come in."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Je vous salue, Maître Suprême Ching Hai. Moi, je suis un jeune Camerounais qui aimerait être initié Dazu du Cameroun.
Hi, Dazu. It's great to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you.
Precious Dazu, you are most welcome. With the consent of your parents, to learn the Kuan Yin method of meditation on the inner celestial light and sound. Our association member will be in touch to give you and your family more information. God bless you, your loved ones, and all the pure-hearted souls of Cameroon with happiness and spiritual grace. Love, love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a hardline today? We would be delighted to hear your hardlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May the love of heaven fill your heart and brighten your days.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The Saudi Gazette reports that the nation's Ministry of Commerce is assuming responsibility for importing basic commodities, a practice that is hoped will control prices of basic goods and bring an end to spiralling food costs.
Existing as a mess of vapour field around a powerful quasar 12.9 billion light-years away, astronomers discover the largest and most distant water body ever identified, with a volume that could fill the Earth's oceans more than 100 trillion times.
In marking the official opening of the first Kuwaiti embassy in Cyprus, Kuwait's ambassador to Cyprus, Ahmad Al-Khaib, pledges to assist Kuwaiti travellers and those residing on the Mediterranean island.
Nobel Peace Laureate and Burmese democracy leader Dr. Aung San Suu Kyi meets with Labour and Social Welfare Minister Aung Chi of Myanmar or Burma to discuss existing laws and ways to further understanding for the benefit of the country and her people.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.